Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Around July 4th each year, the National Education Association holds its annual conference, this time in Washington, D.C., and we all know that that's a bastion of conservatism. Possibly it's a presidential election year, too. From reports, it was really a political rally for Barack Obama, and Republican teachers who dared let their political affiliation be known felt the pressure to conform. In fact, one Republican teacher who spoke was booed simply because she was a registered Republican. But what else went on besides being an Obama pep rally? What went on behind the scenes? How was homosexuality in schools pushed, and how was the other viewpoint received? Greg Quinlan, president of Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays, was there and will give us an account on what took place at the NEA Conference 2012. Thanks, Greg, for being with us.
No, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off with, what is PFOX? What is Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays?
Well, we're a support ministry and organization to parents and families who have loved ones with unwanted or wanted same-sex attraction. Always our family, always our children. What we do is enable the family member, parent or otherwise, to learn how to accept their child as their child or family member, but you do not have to accept the choices they've made or the identity they've taken. So just because you have a son or a daughter who's decided to be homosexual does not mean you stop relationship, but it also does not mean that you accept the choice that they've made.
And that's considered hateful, I'm sure.
Simply
because you're asking that parent to accept their child, but not to accept the lifestyle they've chosen.
But the science backs our position. There are no replicated scientific studies supporting any specific biological etiology for homosexuality.
Absolutely.
There's zero biologic or genetic evidence for anyone having a homosexual adaptation. But there is vast, copious amounts of sociological and psychological evidence that shows that homosexuality is something that is acquired. And it's a decision that you make based on things that have happened to you in your life.
Mm-hmm. Back to the NEA conference, how often has PFOX been to these conferences, and why do you feel it's important that your presence is there?
Well, PFOX itself, we don't have a presence necessarily. I was there as part of the Ex-Gay Educators Caucus, which is a caucus inside the NEA, started by Geraldine Smith, who was a school teacher from California at the time. She's since retired. And so the caucus still exists. We have a few members. In fact, this year we were quite encouraged. We had 3 applications for membership, and these not by unfriendlies, but by friendlies. So we were really surprised. And we got pretty much a positive response from the people there at the exhibit booth.
Good.
However, the reason why we feel it's necessary to be there, and maybe listeners should know, that one of the reasons there is an Ex-Gay Educators Caucus is because 8 years ago, at the NEA convention, which is always held every 4 years during the presidential elections in Washington, D.C., we applied to exhibit at the convention. Our check was accepted, our application was accepted, and then it was withdrawn. And our check was, after they cashed the check, they sent us a check back and reimbursed us.
Mm-hmm.
So we sued under discrimination. And we lost the lawsuit, but at the same time as when they were doing the Ex-Gay Educators Conference. And so it really kind of forced the hand of the NEA to accept the caucus. They couldn't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been there to give teachers and to let teachers and children know that the NEA is so pro-homosexual and has pushed homosexuality as a reality, and it's something that's genetic, innate, and inborn, something that's biological. So we're there to give the alternative viewpoint, which our viewpoint, of course, is based in science.
Right. Now, how many, you said that the attendance was down this year, but about how many were there, do you think?
I think there were about 9,000 there, they said. But I've been there in years past, but there's been as many as almost 12,000.
Wow.
So it is significantly less. And
mm-hmm.
in fact, the NEA has taken a big hit in membership because now the states, if we've all seen the news in the last several years, states have now become open shop. They're not required to be a closed shop union. So teachers are opting not to join their teacher unions.
Mm-hmm. That is good news. I know teachers who have felt compelled to join the NEA simply because of the benefits.
Well, because of the law and because of
and
the pressures.
Law, yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the largest bullies in the country, teachers
unions. I know.
But another thing, too, is that because of that membership loss, they've also had to take $64 million out of the NEA budget, which is an astronomical budget, by the way. In six figures. Nine figures.
Yeah, they can take $64 million out of the budget.
Out of their budget.
And still
the NEA
exist.
Had to cut $64 million
wow.
out of their operating budget.
And that's all teacher dues. Is that what that's?
That's correct. A lot of that was teachers. Yeah. Well, most of it was teachers dues. We can also say, you know, that the economy under Barack Obama certainly, caused some of that.
That's
but they'll never attribute that problem to him.
No, in fact, I heard he addressed the NEA conference via video or satellite, that he was there via satellite.
Right.
Yeah, of course, that's not surprising since they're
Well, he doesn't even show up to the NAACP now.
Well, he must be out playing golf or basketball or something.
Yeah.
So you were actually there working with the ex-gay Educators Caucus.
Correct.
How is that message, the ex-gay message, received by the NEA and by members of the NEA?
Well, that depends. Many years past, we've actually had what I would call violence. We actually had to have someone removed, a guy named Wayne Besson, who attacked us at the booth and was harassing and bullying the ladies. And then when I showed up, he had to deal with a man.
Mm-hmm.
When he was screaming and yelling and dropping the F-bomb at me and swagging his finger and fist in my face is when the authorities showed up and removed him from the exhibit hall. This was in Orlando a few years ago.
So they removed him.
They had to remove him, yes. That when they got there, they saw his violence. I mean, the veins were sticking out on his neck, and he was screaming and, like I said, cussing. Typical of somebody with that kind of pathology. But that's how we have been received by the NEA in the past. We've had laughs. We've had jingles. We had one guy that was a little hostile toward us. We've had people mock us and call us liars. We had one guy who was talking to me, so you're doing this because of your faith, because you're some sort of Christian. And I said, are you suggesting that my choice to change from gay to straight is less effective and has no validity because I'm a person of faith? And that, of course, if he answered yes, that makes him a bigot.
Right.
So he didn't answer, but we knew what his answer was.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no efficacy, of course, if you decide to follow the manufacturer's guidelines. However, following the manufacturer's guidelines was supported by the science.
Exactly.
So, but we did have some pause. I didn't know you guys existed. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Wow.
Oh, I wish we could. And these are people wearing Obama badges.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a serious disconnect here between truth and politics.
True.
But they were happy, and some of them were deep Christians, devoted Christians, you know.
With Obama badges on.
With Obama badges on. They were persons of color, people
mm-hmm.
of color, some,
mm-hmm.
but they were still very
open to the message of the ex-gay message.
Right, they were definitely open to the ex-gay message and did not support the position of the NEA. But the NEA has been very hostile to anything that resembles moral Christian truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all you have to do is look at the Department of Education under Obama, and the Department of Justice had to use their Office of Civil Rights to push the homosexual agenda within the schools.
Right.
And you know, it's a sad commentary of the administration that they pushed this, and in so doing, they've given more power to the ones who are pushing the homosexual agenda.
Right.
All that's going on, they're continue, not necessarily the administration, but the media and all try to silence the ex-gay message, as you well
right.
know.
Right. Well, they try to silence any Christian message at all.
Well,
but the truth of the matter is, and this is just factual, I mean, all you have to do is do an objective look at what the NEA says and some of the proposals that have been voted on by the NEA. The NEA is an arm of the Democrat Party. It's an arm of the leftist progressives. I hate the word progressive because there's nothing progressive about it. It's regressive.
Right.
And so that's what they do. For example, there was a couple of things that were to be voted on, justice for all. The NEA will reaffirm its commitment and our proud legacy of promoting social justice and equality of educational opportunity for every student and professional status for every teacher and education support professional by holding special dialogue on ethnic minority issues. Okay. I guess it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Working with state and local affiliates and partnering with other progressive organizations to expand our collective voice and aggressively addressing the injustices of, notice, voter suppression.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In other words, you know, voter ID.
Voter ID, yeah.
Cultural competence. What the heck does that mean? Language and cultural preservation. Again, what does that mean? Equity and opportunity. Racial profiling. The prison pipeline.
Prison
what does
pipeline.
That mean? And immigration reform. The other point,
mm-hmm.
the NEA shall address its special dialogue and recommendations the unique issues of LGBTQ students and educators. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered
right.
questioning.
Yeah.
Rationale and background. The social and economic injustices faced by all ethnic minority populations have gone unchecked for too long. The NEA must intensify its efforts to combat these injustices. Submitted by the NEA Board of Directors.
So those are resolutions.
That was
said?
One of the resolutions, and one of the civil rights resolutions, and amend by addition as follows. And the National Education Association is committed to the achievement of total integrated society. The association calls upon Americans to eliminate by statute and practice barriers of race, color, national origin, religion, philosophical beliefs, political beliefs, gender, sexual orientation, gender identification, age, disability, size, marital status, and economic status that prevent some individuals, adults, or juveniles from exercising rights enjoyed by others, including liberties decreed in common law, the Constitution, and statutes by the United States. Civil order and obedience to the laws must be ensured without abridgment of human and civil rights. All individuals must be assured a speedy and fair judicial process with free legal counsel. You notice the words all sound pretty,
but the undertones here
are extremely serious.
Progressive.
Because, you know, it's very progressive, and there were statements by the NEA that state that transgender, transsexualism, the sexual orientation, gender identification, and gender are civil rights.
Civil rights.
Yes.
But they're trying
Homosexuality is not a civil right.
No, but they're trying to make that the whole issue of LGBT into a civil rights issue.
Yeah.
Been doing that
but let's move further so everyone understands this. The association opposes any federal, state, or local law, executive order, or presidential signing statement and or amendment to the U.S. or state constitutions that curtail basic civil liberties, including the rights of habeas corpus. But, underlined, here's the new part. This is something the NEA has already had. Here's the amendment to the civil rights part, which is Section I-13. The association will oppose any efforts to promote gender-based discrimination through sexual selection abortion. In other words, someone finds, I wanted a boy, but it looks like I'm pregnant with a girl. Let me kill the girl until I can have a boy. That resolution to that amendment was stricken. It did not happen. It failed. So gender-based discrimination is definitely continues to be supported through sex selection, but it's not supported once you're out of the womb. But in the womb, we kill you.
How many teachers really know what the NEA is all about?
They don't.
Yeah, that's
because here's the problem with the NEA. The NEA is a union. It's supposed to exist for collective bargaining and to defend the rights of workers. The NEA has become a social travesty in that it's social engineering, an extremist, leftist, anti-Christian, anti-First Amendment, although they use the First Amendment to achieve their goals, anti-First Amendment to completely undo the society we've had before. And they have been very successful at it. And they've garnered enormous support from the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why Obama was there. That's why all the Obama T-shirts.
Yes. Yes. They had the NEA Obama T-shirts, NEA Obama badges and stickers. They were all there.
Yeah. I thought that unions weren't supposed to be politically involved.
But, of course, they are politically involved. And unions give copious amounts of money.
Oh, yeah.
The money that are the dues of the teachers who don't necessarily have those faith beliefs, it's there.
Yeah.
And they do this.
Yeah, I find it interesting that the NEA president, and I'll probably butcher his name, Dennis Van Rokel, I guess. Said in his opening remarks, or he asked in the opening remarks, he asked, what is the purpose of public education? Then he goes on and answers, it's access and equity. Public education is the vehicle to teach American values and ideas. And in a nation where equal opportunity is one of our most deeply held values, education is the key that opens the door to economic opportunity.
Right.
Now, my whole thing is public education is the vehicle to teach American values and ideals. Where does he live?
Well, again, you know, it's a rewrite of who we are and what we're about. And if you'll notice in the Constitution, the United States Constitution, there was nothing in there that had anything to do with education. Why? Because at the time of the writing of that Constitution, education was done by the church.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, when they talk about, you know, religion, as we know in the First Amendment, and freedom of speech and freedom of religion are in the First Amendment together, not the 20th Amendment, not the 10th Amendment, but it's the first one. It's the first one they put together. And in that First Amendment, freedom of speech and freedom of religion are married together.
Yeah.
Why? Because they are inseparable.
Absolutely.
One cannot exist without the other. And when it talked about freedom of religion, it did not mean Buddhist or Islam or Hindu and Christian. It meant religion was your denomination. We do not respect whether you're a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Catholic or a Pentecostal or whatever you might happen to be.
And that's why the people are trying to rewrite history to get the Christian component out of the First Amendment, to get, you know, just to rewrite the whole thing.
To rewrite history.
So that we don't know who we are. Absolutely.
And they're being very successful.
There's
something else people need to hear, too. It says, here's a key concept, race. Discuss race, biracial, multiracial, racial, racism. Compare with ethnicity, ethnic minority, color, person of color, national origin. Food for thought. Is race a fixed concept?
You're asking, is race a fixed...
That's the question they ask in part of their breakout session.
Oh, they're asking that question.
They're asking that question. Is race a fixed concept? And then it asks the same question, how is gender different from sex? See, this is where they take an eraser with the lines, and they take the eraser and they blur the lines.
Yeah.
So that nothing's distinct, there are no definitions, there's no realities, it's just what it is.
And they, you know, the scary part is they have a stranglehold on our nation's schools, and they are warping, I'll use the word warping, our nation's children.
Yes.
And this is the message they get, and very, almost 100% of the time, the other message is denied, such as your ex-gay message.
Correct. Yeah, that message is not tolerated, and this is never expressed here, too. Key concept. Here's another point of discussion for the discussion groups. Sexual orientation. Discuss. Sexual orientation. Compare with homosexual sexual preference. Ex-gay isn't mentioned.
Ex-gay is not mentioned.
That's right. And acronyms. GLBT and LGBT. Gay, lesbian. Mm-hmm. Heterosexual, straight. Bisexual. Queer. Transgender. Is this sexual orientation or gender? Heterosexism. Oh, so we don't have homosexism, but we have heterosexism.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And then food for thought. How is sexual orientation different from sexual conduct or sexual preference?
You know, 2 decades ago...
this would never even have been thought of.
No, absolutely not. But it's out there. And, of course, it's a homosexual activist in organizations like the Human Rights Campaign and like GLSEN. You said GLSEN is actually one of the partners?
Yes,
with
it's
the
considered
NEA.
A partner.
And that's Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network.
GLSEN is also is connected or married to HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, as any other pro-homosexual organization.
How are they married?
Well, they're married. They work in lockstep. They work in cooperation with funding. All that is still part of their strategies, what they do with one another.
Okay. And for schools, they throw the doors open for GLSEN.
They throw the doors open for GLSEN. NEA GLP Summit Report. And just the facts about sexual orientation in youth, which is produced by GLSEN. Safe at School, Addressing the Social Environment of the LGBT Safety Through Policy and Legislation. Seriously, this is stuff that's considered resources for the NEA. Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, GLSEN. No name calling, Day of Silence, Welcoming Schools. Just to protect the viewpoint of one, but never to protect the viewpoint of all.
Right, exactly. One very small minority group. When we look at the population of the U.S., approximately between 2 and 4% identify as homosexual.
Right. 2.8% male, 1.4% female identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual at any given time. Notice bisexual is included in that.
Does that include?
And that is, let me tell you where that came from. That came from the amicus brief in Lawrence versus Texas, done on behalf of 31 gay and lesbian activist groups to the United States Supreme Court.
And that was in their amicus brief.
Right. But for our listeners, the best way to fix all of this, to stop all of this, to protect the family, to protect our First Amendment rights, is to make sure that education is education choice, absolute education choice. Do you know in socialist Finland, which used to be a semi-satellite of the Soviet Union, socialist Finland allows you to use your education dollars to go to a private Christian school.
Really?
Yes. Now, you can go to I forget what the name of the Muslim schools are. You could do that. But you're allowed to do that. Finland has absolute school choice.
Wow.
So why is it that the United States of America, of all places, we can't have that?
Right.
We're restricted. Our freedoms are denied, but our money is taken.
Absolutely.
That's another constitutional part with the rights of property, property rights. And this is where we are denied that because it's our money.
It is our money.
It's
being
taken,
used to indoctrinate our kids.
But what has to happen is, for all of our listeners, is that it really boils down to who do you vote for. If you're voting for party and party alone, you're making massive mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We must vote for people who understand. We have to have constitutional conservatives so that we can get our country back on track,
absolutely.
Get our monies back on track, get our freedoms back on track.
Yeah.
If we don't, we're going to lose everything.
We are, and that's a very pertinent message, especially this year, with it being a presidential election year. We cannot vote party. But again, that's not just this year, not just any presidential election, but that's every single election, even local
Correct.
Elections. Because every election, whether it be local, state, or national, have consequences. And we will be paying for the decisions we make on who we vote for.
Right. And Diane, where you're at, because there might be some New Jersey listeners listening, we have something called the Opportunity Scholarship Act. And it is that's what it is. It's a scholarship. It's not a voucher bill, which is what the NEA wants to couch it as. And there are these kind of bills across the country. But here in New Jersey, all this is it takes kids in the worst of the worst schools, like, for example, Newark, Newark, New Jersey, New Jersey's largest city, some of the worst schools in the country, takes kids, gives them an opportunity through a corporate scholarship to go to a school, a charter school, where they're going to have at least the opportunity to excel, to actually learn without all of the interruptions in class and without all this indoctrination, but actually get an education where they can become productive tax-paying citizens of this country.
Exactly. And that's what I agree with Finland, you know, provide parents an opportunity to choose to send their child someplace else besides the public education.
Government education. Exactly. Frankly, it's not the job of government
to do
that.
No, it's not. It's not. And I think the Founding Fathers fully understood. I mean, they were trying to limit the power of the federal government. And it wasn't until, the 70s, I believe, when the Department of Education was actually...
Well, that was done by Jimmy Carter. So that was, you know, about 76.
Late
70s, and he did that as payback to the teachers' unions.
Wow.
We educated for nearly 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
Without the federal intervention, we educated from the first settlers that came to the continental United States.
Yeah.
We educated and educated well. We
Absolutely.
Had a literate society before we had a Department of Education,
yeah.
and
a
now
more,
we are
a more
going
literate
backwards.
Society. Yeah,
That's
we had
right.
a
We're
more literate
backwards.
Society. Yeah, as you're saying, the progressives are leading us down rather than
right.
forward.
Right, and we're just deteriorating rapidly.
Yeah. So that New Jersey bill that you mentioned, that's there in what, Trenton?
The state capital of Trenton.
Yeah.
But it's here in New Jersey. It's sponsored by Democrats and Republicans alike. But, of course, the teachers' unions and their supporters are extremely against this bill. The governor wants to sign it, but it's not going to go anywhere as long as we have groups like the ACLU, the American Communist Lawyers Union, when we have the NEA, the National Extortion Association.
Yeah.
All these groups that are
against
against us doing what we need to do for families, because they want to redefine what a family is.
That's one of their main things. If they do that, then they change society.
And that's right.
How can folks contact you about the work of PFOX?
Well, they can contact us at PFOX. That's PFOX.org is the best way. Get online and go to PFOX.org. The information is there to work with us and be a part of our organization. We certainly need the help and prayers. There's a lot going on right now inside the ex-gay movement. So good things are happening. Big changes are coming as, you know, probably the premier organization, Exodus, is collapsing on itself. So we really need all the help and support that we can get, and let parents and families know, too, we're here to help you.
Yeah.
And help you love your child without accepting the choices they've made.
Yeah. So PFOX.org.
Yes.
Yeah, appreciate your work there, Greg, and your story.
Thank you very much.
Hey, take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.